USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Kremlin says it's not likely any documents will be signed soon following more talks with Ukraine. Those discussions ended without a ceasefire deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a third round of talks between his country and Ukraine will happen over the weekend. As Russian soldiers continue their march closer to the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, there continues to be a push by some for a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby rejecting that notion and reminding everyone on Friday,
U.S. troops are not going to be fighting in Ukraine. That includes in the skies.
Friday's jobs report is revealing some disappointing news. Average hourly earnings rose only by 1 cent last month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that figure now stands at $31.58. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The White House is expected to send Vice President Harris to Poland. This comes after Harris traveled to Germany for the Munich Security Conference, where she met with the Ukraine president and other allies. As the electric car push continues, many owners are being left out in the cold.
Many electric cars are not making the grade in winter weather. Many EV owners are surprised to find out how much their car's driving range is compromised when it gets cold outside. Many Tesla models do better, only losing about 7% of their driving range when it gets cold. The worst performers are Chevy Bolt and Volt. The Mustang Mach-E and the BMW i3 lose roughly 30% of their range when the temperatures drop near freezing. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
After 2 years of working from home, Apple employees are set to return to the office starting April 11th. Google also announcing that their employees would be returning to the office in April as well. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener's Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Student loan payments once again on the eyes of folks in the administration. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
The Biden administration is considering once again extending the freeze on federal student loan payments and interest for roughly 40 million Americans before it expires at the beginning of May. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said the president is going to look at what we should do on student debt before the pause expires. Monthly payments and interest have been suspended on the vast majority of federal student loans since March of 2020 when Congress passed the CARES Act.
The Big Apple is lifting some vaccine requirements for indoor settings. New York City Mayor Eric Adams lifting those vaccine requirements, saying businesses can make their own decisions.
Restaurants, they still can use their discretion if they desire. It's up to them. But the overall restriction is being removed. This is about giving people the flexibility that is needed to continue to allow not only safety, but we have to get our economy back on track.
NBC Universal announcing Hulu will no longer have streaming rights over the new episodes of shows the day after they air. The corporation instead wants to keep the current shows for their Peacock service. More news can be found by going to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.